We are at the end of Vayishlach Zayin on page 48. And what he's been doing throughout, if you remember from the beginning, the theme of this maimer has been that the parts of the Torah that have to do with the philosophical mitzvahs, the understanding of Hashgacha Pratis and God's Metzius, are tools in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout. What he's spoken about in here, in this section, is the parts of davening that he's referring to. He spoke about brachas earlier, and now he's talking about brachas Kriya Shema, and how the theme of the two brachas that precede Shema is first to recognize in nature all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, and then to see that the Ava Rabba that Hashem has focused has been on Klal Yisrael, not on the angels in heaven, but on human beings in this world. That is now leading up to Shmoneh Esrei, which he's going to talk about here on page 48. It was somewhere in the middle. There was a period that I stopped at Mitzrayim Galtonu Hashem Elokeinu, so four lines on the bottom. Mishehishlum Kol Eila V'Kavana Gemura. Now, if you said Berchas Kriya Shema with a complete kavana, who Yisrael Amiti, you're a true Jew. That's some definition of a Jew. Defining a Jew, somebody who appreciates being a Jew, which is to appreciate Habecher Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'avav, to appreciate that God chooses the Jewish people with love. So he calls that Yisrael Amiti. And if you gave me 10 possible answers to define a true Jew, I don't know that this would be one of them. Well, it's his love for Klal Yisrael through which he gave us the Torah and exhibited his love. Yeah. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying it's not the way we normally think of it. But he says to be appreciate what we have is to be Yisrael Amiti. V'roi lo shiyakaveli hidavek binyan alakai Hadavik b'bnei Yisrael, and it should make a person want to connect to the spirituality, with which God has connected Himself to the Jewish people. Beyond God's connection to all the nations, now you're prepared to stay at the Davar Shmoneh Esrei, to stand in front of the Shechina. If you feel that you have a special relationship with God, you can stand in front of the Shechina v'yishal, and you can ask things, and you'll be answered. Now we know that Gal Yisrael has to be connected to Shmoneh Esrei. Now what's the connection between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei? According to this, it makes sense that the appreciation that God is a Gal Yisrael is what gives a person the desire to stay in the front of Hashem in Tefillah. B'tachlas hacharitzus v'azrizus kasher igdamnu. Tachlas hacharitzus v'azrizus means with true closeness, connecting Gal Yisrael to Shmoneh Esrei. V'yamad l'tfila ha'tenoim asher kodam zichron b'brachis ha'kelelas Gal Yisrael. When a person stands to daven, he has to do so with brachis that refer to all Jews. Ki ha'bakashav ha'tfila ma'ashav isyachid b'ay ha'yachid einoy in elo min ha'reshus. To daven for your individual needs, which is what most people think of when they daven, he says that's not so important. So reshus, to daven for your personal needs is not the obligation of the tefillah. B'kvar kavul is that makom mishamei tefillah, b'mishu writes. If you want, you can stick that into shamei tefillah. But that's not really the theme of Shmoneh Esrei. The theme of Shmoneh Esrei is to daven for the klal, for Klal Yisrael. And now he's going to explain the first three brachas. As you know, the bakashas that we make follow the first three brachas, which are a requirement that before a person daven, he says the praise of Hashem. He's going to explain now the theme of the first three brachas. V'yiten aliba mi'abracha rishayna ha'nikra avais, malas ha'avais. When a person starts Shmoneh Esrei, he thinks about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the roots of Klal Yisrael. Malas ha'avais, v'shebrisa alekim kayim lahem ad oylam lo yomush. And that the covenant which Jewish people have from the time of the avais is continuous, lo yomush, it doesn't come to an end. Or maybe Gael of Nevinehem, as it says, God brings the Gula to their descendants. May Abracha Hashenis and Nikro Gvura is Kila Kimba Olam Hazem and Sholom Masmedes, because God has a continued interest in this world. Ve'enenu Kasha Chayshvin Shual Tivim Asher Nosum. So here, again, we live in a generation where the Apikorsis, those who don't believe in God, believe in evolution and believe that the world came about on its own. Human beings never really thought such a thing, that the world came about on its own. There were those who didn't believe in the God of the Jews, and those who didn't believe that the Creator has anything to do with an ongoing world. That was a common belief, that God created the world, and why does he care? Down here, why does he bother with you, with your lunch and your supper? That's what God has nothing better to worry about. That was the theme of a lot of those who believed in a creator. And therefore he's saying that in the bracha of Gevura, it's the second bracha, we make a statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a continued interest in the Jewish people and in the world in general. Not those who think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put nature into place and nature flows on its own. Let's skip the parentheses. And Kesh Baruch Hu can bring the dead to life, even though it may not be natural. Now, what he's saying here, as it's explained here in the Eitzer Nechman on the bottom, is that the phrases that we use in the second bracha, and he doesn't spend a lot of time on the first bracha, which is the roots of Klal Yisrael, but he does on the second bracha. When we talk about Ato Gibra Olam Hashem Mechayim Esim Ato Rav Leishia, and we mention Mechalka Chayim Mechesed Mechayim Esim Sameach Neflim Raifei Chayim Matir Asurim. Now, there are a lot of kavanas here, and they're all that have a source may be true, even though they may not be consistent. I personally have always followed in my thinking of these brachas the approach of the Gra. The Vilna Gaon explains that these brachas connect very much to an individual, to all of the individuals in Klal Yisrael. And Seimech Doiflim Reifei Chaylim U'Matir Asurim, the Gra explains as follows. He says, this bracha is about Tchias HaMeisim, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring life to individuals with the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim, but that in this world Hashem is Mechaye Meisim as well. And there are three that the Gemara says are Chashuvim Kemeis, actually four, but he mentions three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gemara says are like Meisim. There are certain types of poverty, which is like a mace, certain illnesses, which are like a mace, and the pain of childlessness, which also the Gemara compares to a mace, ani, mitzayra, mishen lebanim. So the Gra explains that we praise Hashem, seimech noiflim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports those who fall. This refers to people who suffer from poverty, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives support to those who fall. It's also a type of Tchias HaMeisim. V'roifei Chaylim, there are certain illnesses which are similar to death, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals them. U'matir Asurim, and opens those who are bound. Women who have not given birth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens their womb and causes them to give birth. So that this is a praise for these three individual aspects of Tchias HaMeisim. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promise to those who are no longer alive, the literal Tchias HaMeisim. Now, according to this thought, which is a kosher way of davening, we're referring to individual things that happen to individuals in the Jewish people. We daven for all Jews. We daven so much ever for Shalema, we always say B'shoch Shar Chole Yisrael. But nevertheless, we're davening for individuals, and we're giving praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps individuals. That's an interpretation of this bracha. The Kuzari, who looks at everything in a global way and sees everything in the big picture, which is generally the way he sees things, he says that this refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, in our history, we have been Noiflim, we have been Chaylim, we have been Asurim. He brings Psukim from Tanakh that refers to the Jewish people in different periods of the difficulty in the Galus as struggling in these types of ways. And therefore, he interprets this as a continuation of Berachas Kriya Shema. We talked about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to Klal Yisrael, his love to Klal Yisrael. And the same thing, Ata Gibor Leilam Hashem, Echaim Esim Ata Rav Leishia, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving some sort of resurrection, if you can use the word, in this world to individuals. And that's the way he looks at it. Not to individuals, to the Klal of Klal Yisrael. Yes,
why would the Vilna Gaon focus and think that this one is very much fascination? And because that's usually not the Vilna Gaon's thing. The Vilna Gaon, I can see him saying the second thing, but what the Kuzri said.
If you want to know why the Gaon doesn't say what the Kuzri says, you're right. I don't know. I'll tell you. It is, in general, there are more practical approaches and more creative approaches. In general. And sometimes it has to do with the tumas nefesh, with the nature of a person. So you'll find among Mefarshim, the Ktzai Sachayshim, the Sivis, and Reb Chaim, the Briska Mahalim, who's always more creative, and always more global, and see everything in the big picture. And then you'll have the Mahalach of most Paiskim, who look at things individually, a Mishnah Berurah, or a Chayei Adam. I don't say they weren't creative people, but comparatively, they have a different approach.
Well,
it's just the way it is.
So
yeah, okay. So generally, the poets in Klal Yisrael, among who the author of the Kuzari was certainly one of the greatest, the poets in Klal Yisrael, you know, Hatzion Halot Tishali B'Shlom HaSirayach. That was written by the same person who wrote this. So, you know, there are great people that wailed about the Churban. And then those who spoke had Sion, why don't you ask about the welfare of your prisoners? It's just it's a different neshama, it's a different soul, it's a different way of looking at things. And Klal Yisrael is made up of all the different types of people. So, anyway, so these are all correct ways of looking at it, and, you know, different than Beishamim and Bissel, who have machlaiksim, and they have a certain approach generally. So there's an approach to interpreting it. Anyway, so this is his sort of a global approach, a bigger approach to the Shemoneh Esrei and how it refers to Klal Yisrael. And that's what he's saying here. Let's see what he says. Kvar is barzeh min yonei b'nei Yisrael. He says, all of these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does are expressed in the history of Klal Yisrael. In the, he brings here in the Otzenech, but different psukim in Nach. That refer to Klal Yisrael as he brings a pasuk from Yeshaya, Nivze v'chad al ishim ishmach oivais v'yedei achayli. Refers to Klal Yisrael during the exile as being ishmach oivais, a painful man who suffers from pain and knows disease. And Klal Yisrael called asurim, lahitzi mer masker osir. Brings another pasuk. And that's how he refers to Klal Yisrael, to this whole thing. This is referring to the guf of Klal Yisrael, in such a way, in such a sort of a big way. And you'll see in general, I think, as we go through Kuzari, that he sees everything as big, everything as major and not so individual. After you say these two brachas, which connect God to this world, you come to Ata Kadosh, which talks about Kedusha Hashem, Reimimus Hashem, Shiyasigu ayitla by davar misipre hagufniim, bikdushas Hashem yizbarach, vihu ata kadosh. What human beings, Balei Guf, can explain about a Kaddish Baruch Hu is his Kedusha. Vihitan ali behem abrachazais, kalasha sipru by a philosophin, meakdusha vaharaimimis. Now here it sounds a little strange. The philosophers he's referring to here are the Apikorsim. Listen to the words he says. Gitan ali bay, me abrachazais, when you say ata kadosh, think. Kol asher sipru bai ha-philosophim, everything the philosophers said, me'akdusha v'raimimus, about God's holiness and loftiness, achar she'akayim l'kusei ha-melchusei v'avis ha-gvurais, and think about it after the first two brachas, kibem nizbar atzleinu she'eshonu maishalu mitzavim. And what this means is this, the shita of many of the Greek philosophers was, God created the world, but he's too great to care about my individual things. God created the whole universe and all the planets and that comet that has this little machine sitting on it. God must be laughing. People spending all this $1.5 billion to make a machine sit on a comet. Like, it sounds such a strange thing. $1.5 billion, you know, how many people you can make millionaires out of $1.7 billion? Very strange. What?
That the comet makes a singing sound when it moves.
Oh, that's what we discovered. Okay. They keep on saying that they learned a lot of information. You know, when somebody learns a lot of information, he doesn't have to keep on saying, I'm learning a lot of information. But it's a very strange thing that human beings are doing, and we have a quest to know the unknown, that's human nature. But to spend $1.7 billion on it, it's, you know what, I could do with $1.7 billion.
It's
European money. So at any rate, the point though is that the philosophers said that what does God care? You know, you talk about the whole universe, and then somebody's driving, gets a flat tire, so that's God. God has something to do with that. So what he's saying is, we believe God does care. But not because we believe any less about Kedushasai and Remimusai. We know it's not because we believe God is less great than these philosophers believe. With all his greatness, God has the open heart to have an Ava for every individual human being that's just a speck in the universe. So that's what he's saying, that Kol Asher Sipru by a philosophy Me'akdusha V'Raimimus. It's all true. Asher Acher Sheyakayim L'Kusei Amuchusei Bavi Zigvurais. After we state our belief that Hashem has a connection to this world, Ki Be'em Nizbar Etzleinu Sheyesh Lanu Moishel U'Metzave. We have a God who rules us, who commands us. V'ulei Heima Yinu V'Stapkin V'Divrei HaPhilosophin Iman Sheyakad Manais. And were it not for that, we would be misupik. We would be unsure about what they have said, what the philosophers said. Im anche hakadmus. So you see, today, if I say Catholics, Muslims, you know what I'm talking about. Anche hakadmus is like you say a certain religion. You say Seventh-day Adventists. Everyone knows what you're talking about. Anche hakadmus was actually the beliefs of Plato and Socrates and Aristotle. They believed that the world is kadmine. Today it's very hard to understand that the world was always here. That the steady state theory is that the world always existed. Now they believed in a God, which is interesting. They believed in many gods. They believed in gods, and nevertheless they believed that the world always existed. There was never a starting point for the world. Which sounds a little ridiculous because, I mean, all the options are not provable. But that was their belief. That was the belief of science. I once read in the Navi Shir an article from the 1959 Scientific American, which polled scientists, I don't remember the numbers, but it was about 90% who believed in the steady state theory. And the Big Bang theory was at that time in 59. That's in my lifetime. They still believed that the world was a steady state, was constant, and Hubble's discovery that there was a Big Bang, an origin, which had taken place 30 years earlier, was not popular yet. Today, there's almost nobody who believes in the steady state theory. It's like all Avodah Zarah. Once it passes from the scene, it sounds absurd. So today they believe that there was a beginning, that there was some point of origin, however they believe it. So Imanche HaKadmos means the philosophers we just mentioned, plus the Anche HaKadmos, they'll believe the world is Kadmos. Chayv Lahagdim Avi Zegvuras HaKdushas Hashem. Now, after the first three brachas, he makes the following statement. After these first three brachas, Yaschil Bevakoshas Tzrochav, start asking for stuff, Bichlal Kol Yisrael, only as one of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, Ki Atfila Hanenis, Eino Ki Im L'Kahal. He takes a very strong stand, and we'll see this in his next few paragraphs. He has a very strong stand that you must daven with minyan. His stand will be that if you want your tefillah to have a chance to be answered, it has to be together with the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. God answers tefillah only if it's in a tzibur. was somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu or Yeshua Navi, who is as great as a Kohel, who nedar b'zmaneinu zeh, we have no nevuah today. So he takes the position that every tefillah must be b'tzibur. There is such a member in the Gemara, in tefillah se'sheldam nishmas elo b'beis ha'knesses. And the king is asking him a question, which we'll answer next week. Amar akruzeri v'lama zeh. If you think about it, the most heartfelt prayer is in the corner of the emergency room. Or a person whose wife is in labor, or somebody who is applying for a job. When a person really is davening with his heart, it really should be the individual's tefillah. So this is what the king asked him. Omar Kruzi, Lama Zeh, why are you saying that? Haloi, she is Yachin Ha'odam, Yaiser Toiv. V'tichinatia nafshe zaka, umachshavte penuya yaiser. Doesn't a person concentrate better and think better in his tefillahs when it's individualized? Why are you saying that it has to be the tefillah of a tzibur? So this is the question that the king asks, and obviously we'll get to it next week. Next week I...